Hi everybody, on Any Audio, it's Creighton back once again. This time, I want to talk to you about a microphone that I know most people are not likely to get, but I do want to talk about it anyhow because it is a very nice mic. It's very comfortable, it sounds good, and quite frankly, I like the way that it sounds. So, this is a Rode Podcaster. You can pick this up on places like Amazon, Sweetwater, places like that for a reasonable price. I paid about $224 for it. This one is a large diaphragm microphone. It uses a USB Type B connector. And of course, you can get different types of cables for that. I have one that happens to be a USB Type B to USB Type C. This mic requires quite a bit of power to run. You got to have a pretty decent machine to run it. My current machines, so I've got a Mac Studio and a MacBook Pro, and then I own a Velocity Micro Note Magix M15 Windows 11 laptop. All of them run this microphone perfectly fine. I can tell you this mic is probably one of the quietest microphones that I have ever owned that is USB based. This is based upon the Rode Broadcaster. I don't own the Broadcaster yet. I do plan to get that later, but not at the moment. The Rode Broadcaster is essentially this mic. However, it is a condenser microphone. This is a dynamic. They both have large diaphragms in them. So that's why you're going to notice that I do sound a lot more warmer compared to something like a Shure SM58 or a Behringer XM8500 or a Shure PG48. Now, why would someone want a mic like this? And I'll describe a little bit more of it, but I do want to mention this because this is fresh in my brain right now. Why would someone want a mic like this? I can tell you the reason why I got it in the end. This mic is so simple to connect and use for things like Zoom. Even TeamTalk, it would work with it, and it does work with it. So, if you're not really looking for, you know, a real big XLR mic or anything of that nature, you're just looking for something really simple, this one is it. The other reason why someone might want this mic is if you're not really wanting something that is stereo, but you just want something that you can talk into, regardless of whether you're on a platform that supports stereo or you're on a platform that just is mono. This mic does a phenomenal job with that. Another reason why you might want this mic is, and this is why I got it too, is this has a built-in windscreen / pop filter. So it really is nice. Now, obviously, you might notice with some things it clips a little, but so does any other mic. But as you could tell, it's very clean. There is no, I mean, you do hear that a little bit, but it's not bad. And this is without an external windscreen. This is without an external windscreen. That's one thing to keep in mind. This is one big reason why I like this, is because this is without an external windscreen. Right now, I don't have a fan running. I don't have a TV on. I don't have anything running at the moment. I essentially am just sitting right here on the desk with my Mac Studio, and this is connected to the Mac Studio. So I got it because it's just so beautiful to not have to worry about an external pop filter / windscreen or anything of that nature. It's all internal. Now, is it expensive? Yes. Like I said, this is not cheap. However, it is beautiful and it does the job. The other thing that I really liked was the sampling rate. Now, some are going to ask about the dB noise floor and things of that nature. Folks, I'm not going to go over that, okay? This is just a basic little overview. And I've got a question for you all at the end, too. I really enjoyed the comments on the last podcast that I did, by the way. They were so sweet, and I appreciate all of you. The one big thing that I liked about it, too, is the constructive feel of it, the construction feel. Just the mic itself, when it's not mounted onto a stand like it is right now, I've got a mounted to a on-stage, I think it's a DS200, B is the model number, and I can't remember, but it's a bass stand, and it makes it real easy to scoot across the desk. But one thing that I really liked is that this mic is heavy, so I knew that it was going to be good, and sure enough, it was. Absolutely. It was absolutely incredible, and it just, I don't know, I really did like it. The one nice thing, too, that you might want this mic for is if you like to sit back a little bit like this, or you like to get up and close and personal when you're doing that beautiful voiceover, and you add a little bit of compression to your voice with something like Reaper or Logic or something like that, or even good old Audio Hijack through a loopback device, you can easily get close. And mind you, just like I said, any other mic, it will clip. But it is nice. It does a good job. I'm going to pack away a little bit, about an inch or so from this mic now. And this is what it sounds like. The other thing that I like about this is that it uses what they call a ring clip setup. Now, to kind of describe it, there's threads on the bottom of this mic, okay? And the clip that comes with it that mounts to your stand, okay, it goes on the bottom. And then there's a thing that goes, a little metal ring piece that goes on the top to hold the clip down. Okay, and once that's held down, you can easily mount it. So it's not too bad. So I really do love that an awful lot. The other thing that I like is this mic is not that bad at picking up background noise. And when it does, it's not that bad. It is not bad. I really do like it. And I'll show you what it sounds like with a noise gate added to it. I've got one right here, an Audio Hijack, in fact. I'll just pull that up. I'll turn off the multiband compressor on that recording block. Okay, so to kind of show you how it picks up the background noise, I'll go turn on some things. Alexa, 150 on Sirius XM. We'll start my Sonos Era 300 setup that's across the room. And that's at listening volume right now. And now, the next thing I'm going to go do is go and turn on my fan to where I normally keep it, my ceiling fan. So I'll be right back. And I'm going to let you guys hear when I turn that thing on. So give me a minute. Okay, so I've got the things added here. And can you hear them? Yes, you can. You can hear them a little bit. But folks, I ain't gonna lie. I could easily have a Zoom meeting with this microphone with these things running in the background. I was going to add the TV to this, but I decided not to. Alexa, stop. And of course, you know what? You can get some pops and peas a little bit out of it, but it's not bad. So, I'm trying to think, is there any... Oh, this does have a headphone output. That's another reason why you might want this, is because it does have a headphone output. One other reason why you might want this is the sampling rate. It's at 96,000, which is not bad at all. And one final one that I can think of, if I can think of it. Boy, that's bad, isn't it? But one final reason that I can think of this as a really good mic. One final reason you might want this mic is a lot of digital microphones are moving towards software to run them, to change patterns, to change a lot of things. I happen to have one. It's a gorgeous mic. It's the MV7 by Shure. No comments, please, against the mic, okay? We all have our thoughts, we all have our opinions, but folks, that's not what this podcast is about, okay? However, it's probably one of the better ones to control it with, at least on the phone side. It's good. But as much as I love that mic, this one, you can immediately plug it in and immediately get sound. The Shure one, you have to wait for it to load your settings off of that memory chip that's inside of it. This one, you don't have to do that. And that's why I love this thing so much. Okay, well, I think, folks, it is time to show you what adding a noise gate does to this thing. And we're not going to add EQ or anything. We're not going to do that. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, guys, that's it for the first part. I'm going to shut this recorder off and this hijack session on the Mac here and then switch to the other one. And I'll edit both of these together using Amadeus. Okay, guys. Well, here we are once again. And this is a different session. I've got, just to kind of show you very briefly, here is the multiband compressor, and I'll turn it on just to kind of show you. There it is. And it adds some nice bass and things, but I'm going to turn it off. Now, this is just with a noise gate. Now, one thing I do want to show really quick, here it is at default. We'll turn on the compressor. Okay, here's the compressor. It's doing what it's supposed to. Okay, but we're going to turn that off and go to speech denoise. And this is all in Honey Audio Hijack. But you can use, like I said, you can use things like Reaper, Logic, Pro, you know, whatever the heck you want to add effects to this mic. And does it work? Well, I can tell you the answer right off the bat is yes. It does, and it does work well. I like the volume control on this. It's a lot. It's better on Windows and on Mac compared to a lot of other mics. One nice thing is I can crank the input volume, which I have it set to this right now at 100, and it sounds incredible. It does. It really does sound good. So I really like it. So I give this mic a 10 out of 10 score. It's expensive. However, it's a beautiful mic. Like I said, you can get up close and personal with this. And it sounds so good. But you can also back away from it as well. One thing I want to ask you guys is those of you who happen to have mono microphones, which one do you have? And why do you like it? Of course, I respect all reasons as to why you guys like your microphones. And you know what? Let's come together on this in unity. And let's figure out why. we have the mics that we have. I have this one because it's simple. There's no software to fool around with. It's very easy and it sounds excellent. And it does exactly what I want it to do. And it's a large diaphragm mic. And for the price, I felt like I got a good deal. Now, I did buy another mic with this. I'm not going to show this because this one is actually going away to a friend of mine. It's a Rode Pod. He runs a podcast himself, and that's going away to him. So, anyway, let's go ahead and get off of here, y'all. And I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye.